as I'm sure most of you know, highest priority by far for the business team has been migrating all ETH subgraphs to the network. And it's something we're working on literally every single day with many folks pushing things forward. The network has grown steadily with now 162 indexers, 20 curators, actually over, quite a bit over, and over 8,700 delegators and just shy of 300 subgraphs that have fully migrated their API endpoint over from the hosted service. Just to give some context there, the amount of subgraphs that have migrated have risen about 30% over the last quarter. And we see that pace picking up, not slowing down, and more data to come on in the future. And happy to come on, whether it's every month, every quarter, and make sure you all understand how things are moving. And these migrants span most verticals from DeFi, music and art, analytics, wallets, NFT marketplaces and platforms, video streaming, social media, metaverse, and so on, talking to a ton more, making sure they understand both the process as well as some ways we can help move people across the line. And of course, it's still super early days, right? Not only net, but we're only allowed to migrate Ethereum mainnet subgress right now and other coming time. The network metrics are looking really good with superior time, many performance metrics as good, if not better, than the hosted service, while allowing applications to truly call themselves decentralized. And that's resonating really well. And people have been really happy with the service so far. The only tech dependencies not enabled, you didn't know on the network, full text search and IP, working hard on them, and we'll hopefully have them ready soon. Something to note for anyone not aware is that the GRT migration to help bootstrap curation signal and migrate, say, mitigate in is actually getting closer to the bottom of the barrel. And if compatible projects aren't able to migrate soon, more specifically, probably by the end of March, then we'll likely need to cut grant amounts in half just to ensure longevity of the program. Of course, eventually the grant program will be deprecated completely. So if you know ETH subgraphs that haven't migrated yet, just have them reach out to me in Discord or in any other way they can to make sure they get the full grant amounts based on their query volume by the end of March. And then along with the grant programs for migrants, we also provide a prioritized marketing program and white glove migration tech support, which a lot of people don't know, which means we can do most of the migration steps for folks to save dev time and gas costs. And they simply take over and migrate their API and then take the keys and drive off into the sunset. So we're making it a very easy decision and process to get projects migrated. So please spread the word. Other than that, if you have any questions, feedbacks, or ideas to make it better, again, always pop in a Discord and tag me. I'm Kyle, capital A Rojas, R-O-J-A-S. And then you feel free to send me an email. I answer most of the emails coming in at migration@thegraph.foundation. And that's for any feedback, concerns, questions, fulfilled, anything that comes down the pipe. And we're always looking for constructive criticism. But that's all I have for now. Happy to answer any questions either now or async in chats and dive down deeper on anything you want.